We start with the weather as a massive blizzard continues to dump snow up and down the East Coast. Up to 30 inches could fall in some places. Officials are urging people to stay inside because dangerously high winds are still blowing and visibility is poor. In New York City, all flights in and out are canceled. In Pennsylvania and Kentucky, traffic accidents stranded hundreds of drivers for hours. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has been following events and she reports on the day starting here on the streets of the nation's capital.
The metro is shut down here until Monday, and that means most businesses and stores are closed. But the city's hotels are packed, full of workers logging overtime to keep some things running, grocery stores or pharmacies. There are also city workers who've been snow plowing nonstop for 24 hours now, and workers who have been staffing warming centers for the homeless.
All right, baby girl. Get some rest.
The Kennedy Recreation Center in Northwest Washington was packed with 105 men who were allowed in starting Friday.
I came here at 12 noon as soon as they opened.
63-year-old William Blocker normally spends days at the library, but that was closed now. Here he sat in a semicircle of chairs around a flat-screen TV where there was a steady supply of movies.
It's been fine. It's warm. They feed us. We have cots in the gym back there where we sleep.
Blocker said he'll stay as long as he can. Department of Human Services spokeswoman said the agency's playing that by ear, depending on the weather. A few blocks away, we caught up with two men snowboarding behind a green Land Rover.
Well, that's a Defender 90. That doesn't get stuck anywhere.
Chris Carr and Charles Koch had tied ropes to the back. They called it their urban ski lift. Okay, not quite as zippy as downhill, but hey.
It's great, yeah. I mean, you can pull yourself over onto the sides here where the snow's fresh, and it's great. The problem is the people on the streets. You got to be careful with them.
And pedestrians did seem everywhere, strolling down the middle of streets normally filled with cars. There were also a surprising number of four-wheelers out and about. That annoyed the pedestrians and drew a warning from D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
The visibility is poor and you cannot be seen. There are too many people on the streets, both driving and walking. We need you to stay home.
In New York City, officials shut down roads, bridges, and above-ground subways. Broadway went dark. The city was on track to get far more snow than forecast, 16 inches and counting. Governor Andrew Cuomo said at times it was falling at a rate of 3 inches an hour.
When the snowfall hits a certain rate, the plows literally can't keep up with the amount of snowfall. And that's where we are.
In New Jersey, coastal flooding forced residents in a number of towns to evacuate. It's a full moon tonight. With winds at 50 miles per hour and more, the storm surges at high tide were far higher than normal. Jason Pellegrini owns Stakeout Restaurant in Sea Isle, New Jersey.
I looked out my window and I could still see the street. About 10 minutes later, I looked out the window again and it almost looked like a river just raging down.
He says at one point the water reached his waist. Across the East Coast, states of emergency remain in place as the snow continues to fall. Officials say the massive cleanup to come could take days. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.